Scott, how are you this morning?
I'm doing very well. Thanks for having me on, Tony.
No problem, Scott. Who's going to win the game on Saturday?
As a UCLA grad, I just want USC to lose.
So have you taken on the Spartans or Michigan as your team?
Well, I'm partial towards the Spartans.
Okay.
So that's what I'm going to pull for.
All right. Well, let's get a UCLA grad to talk about what you call. I thought the first couple paragraphs in your story titled A Key Test for Big Three Across the Atlantic, Detroit Automakers Hope to Gain Bigger Share in Europe While Testing Brands in the U.S. The Paris Auto Show is upcoming. That's a big, big deal for the Big Three, but it's also a big deal because they are testing some of their vehicles.
Absolutely, especially now as everyone is trying to produce more fuel-efficient vehicles. You see that they're turning to their European lineups to find those cars and then bring them to the U.S.
Well, go ahead, Scott.
Oh, I was going to say, you've already seen that. The Buick Regal is actually the Opel Impreza. And at the Paris show, they were also showing off a couple of cars. We got to see for the first time the full lineup of the Ford Focus, and that's an essential car for Ford Motor Company.
So tell us about the testing that is going on around the country.
What they're trying to do is everybody wants to have a car, and the key number is 40 miles per gallon. And Americans don't want to buy some of the things that Europeans will buy, and so there's an odd mix. Europeans, they like manual transmissions. Americans, 90% of us don't buy manual transmissions. Europeans like small displacement engines, all those little four cylinders. Americans have always liked bigger engines, but you're seeing them converge into a kind of a single global car. And so what's happening is that the Big Three are developing cars in Europe, and they're making those cars so that they can be sold anywhere in the world. And if those cars don't work or if those cars don't sell, it's going to be a lot of trouble for Detroit.
Well, it looks like in your story that Ford is taking the wraps off of its 2012 Focus lineup, which includes a sedan, hatchback, wagon, and performance ST models. They're hoping for big things for that vehicle, aren't they?
They are, and they should. It's a beautiful car. The platform that's built on the compact car platform, that's going to service 10 different vehicles for Ford. So it's essential for them. And the same thing with GM, with the Aveo, which they're going to build in Michigan. It's a global car. It's a subcompact, and everybody's really upped their game, and I think they have to.
I thought another interesting part of your story, and I quote, with Washington considering new fuel economy standards and consumers likely demanding more eco-friendly vehicles in the future, U.S. carmakers need to weigh their overseas offerings against the models that they sell in North America.
Well, it comes down to economies of scale. The more cars you can build, if it's a single car, you can save more money and lower the price, which is good for consumers. And Washington, we're not done, you know, with the CAFE standards being raised. There's a new push now that to raise the fleet average to 60 miles per gallon by 2025. And, I mean, no one's close to that right now.
Scott, you also mentioned that GM unveiled its new subcompact Aveo. What do we know about that car?
It's a really nice car. Those small compact cars, they used to sell for $10,000, and the idea was that you would make it really cheap and make it really cheerful, and that just doesn't work anymore. And what they've done with this car is they've really jazzed up the whole exterior, and they've gotten smaller powertrains in them, so that this is a car that should easily go over 40 miles per gallon.
And Chrysler has really got a big push on their Grand Cherokees, their Wranglers, their Limiteds, a big push there.
Well, you know, they've needed to improve all of the interiors of their vehicles, and they're slowly moving in that direction. The new Grand Cherokee is a great car. All of the areas that it should have improved, it did. And Chrysler is in the one group that doesn't really have that global feel, because they don't sell very many cars in Europe. And now with their relationship with Fiat, Fiat is starting to bring over some of the cars, and it was the first time this year that Chrysler vehicles were being shown on a launcher platform, which is one of the brands that Fiat owns. And Fiat is going to be bringing some of its cars over, like the Fiat 500, which I think can do really well.
All right, Scott, we've got to go. I'm running out of time. I'm going to shoot you an email. We want to get you back on the program on Monday or Tuesday. You are going to have an opportunity to drive a Volt on Monday, and we want to get your reaction for that. Thanks so much.
Okay, thanks a lot for having me.